Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's me, Damien, back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for October 14th. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So the Google Pixel 5 is set to go on sale in some countries starting this week ahead of the US launch later in the month. And with it comes a new version of the Recorder application that debuted with the Pixel 4 last year. Google Recorder 2.0 brings a handy new editing feature to the Pixel 5, but will also be available on older Pixel phones. An updated of Google Recorder started its rollout though via the Play Store this week, but it's not widely available by any means so far. The APK works on Android 10, but it is a bit messy on Android 11 if it's side-loaded. The reason for that isn't totally clear as yet though. One theory is that Android 11's ability to check an APK signature isn't working just yet. You can try a look in the Play Store, but odds are you won't be able to see the update anyway. Whatever the case is with the rollout, the update should bring one new feature with it. Announced during the Pixel 5's launch event, the recorder now has the ability to use AI for editing. This makes it possible to pull specific quotes out of a recording without listening to the entire thing. Just look at the transcription and pull the information you need, and it does seem like a genuinely useful tool. Recorder 2.0 should start rolling out to all Pixels in the next several weeks, but this version will be coming preloaded on the Pixel 5 and the Pixel 4a 5G. When the app sees a wider rollout though, we will update you appropriately. Google Maps on Android should be the main iteration of its navigation app, but like many Google applications, features bleed through to iOS first, then come to Android later. The latest such change is that of new vehicle icons that have now very quietly been added to the Android version of Google Maps. You may have never even known that this was an option within Google Maps at all. This kind of feature is buried away when you start navigating from point A to point B. You've been able to change the car or vehicle icon over on iOS for quite a while now, potentially a few years, but it was only previously available to some running beta builds of Maps on Android. It now looks as though it has been quietly added to the latest Google Maps version 10.5.2.2 update for Android, allowing you to customize your vehicle icon from the standard arrow to a red car, yellow SUV, and green pickup truck. Those that have been running the beta build of Google Maps and had the option for some time might not even know they could alter the icon anyway. To do so, you need to start navigating, then you can tap the arrow icon and a small pop-up menu will let you change the vehicle icon accordingly. It works in exactly the same way as it does on iPhone already, but the icon will only appear when you begin driving. Google hasn't yet confirmed this change either, and the official support pages still list as an iPad and iPhone only addition. When you do start driving, you'll see the little 3D icon turn, spin, and move in real time, just like the regular arrow within Google Maps. It's not the biggest UI change, but it is a nice little tweak, and we're sure will bring some joy to stressful commutes. The new Chromecast with Google TV is just under 2 weeks old and is already getting a software upgrade today. Rolling out now, it's officially listed as an incremental update, with the Chromecast voice remote also seeing new firmware. To start the download process, tap your profile image and then Settings, scroll down to System, About and System Update. The Chromecast with Google TV will then check for an update, with the new version appearing shortly after. This is the first update to the device following a required patch during the day one setup process. The update patch comes in at 56 megabytes and requires a restart once the download is complete. Like on phones, you can have it auto-install at night when the streamer isn't being actively used. Otherwise, there's an option to restart now, which takes users to a black screen with the 4-color G logo and installing system update progress bar. It replaces the previous Android TV OS build, and release notes are not yet available. The security patch level on this new version is still August 5th, 2020, while this Chromecast is not yet running Android 11, which Google announced in September, with low latency and better gamepad support. After installing, a voice remote update will also become available. This moves the accessory firmware from version 23.8 to 23.9. That can be initiated from Settings, Remotes and Accessories. And finally, at the end of last month, Google hosted its fall hardware event where the company unveiled their latest phones and the made by Google hardware. Today though, Google has announced a surprise Google Search On event taking place on October 15th to highlight the latest improvements to Google Search and more. Every year, Google hosts I/O, a multi-day developer conference that serves as both a way for Google to connect with developers and also a launching point for new features, services and products from Google as a whole. Due to COVID-19, this year's Google I/O was cancelled, and many of its announcements, most notably the Pixel 4a, instead spread throughout the year. Instead, this year Google is giving their improvements to search and beyond a dedicated event. This new event, titled Google Search On, will be a live stream event hosted on both YouTube and on the official Search On website. Set to take place this Thursday, October 15th, Search On is coming as something as a bit of a surprise, really. Beyond the event's clear focus on search and the power of AI, the company is remaining surprisingly mum about what we should expect on Thursday. The only other tidbit the page shares is an explanatory quote attached to the Google Calendar event link. In years past, events like I/O have served to unveil major Google search-related features like Google Duplex, which has since been integrated into the Google Assistant. Similarly, Google showcased a new Discover feed, upgrades for Google Images, and subtopics for search at an event celebrating Google Search's 20th anniversary. That said, we will, of course, learn more from tomorrow, and stay tuned for more coverage on Google's Search On event. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. Further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com, and be sure to subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.